This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm not very happy with you right now. Elizabeth and I are in our first big fight.
Yay!
No, Willie, that's a bad thing.
Oh.
I'm mad at Elizabeth because at our party, I kept trying to take a lovely photo with my near and dear friend, Elizabeth Andrews. Her and I are very close, yes? And every time we tried to do it, I would pose so cute, and then she would grab my wrist and pull it over her throat and pretend I was choking her. And so now we have 100 Polaroids of me choking Elizabeth. And guess who fell for it every time? Me. I fell for it. And I'm sorry, but I did. I did fall for it.
I guess I'm just not sure what else you expected.
My memory kept resetting like a goldfish, and I was like, this time she won't. This time she wants to take a good one.
And I gotta be honest, every time I genuinely was about to do a good one, and then there was like this an animal instinct would like click in the moment the person was about to press the button, and I would just like immediately make her look like she was choking me, and it's so funny.
Welcome back to Sitcom D&D. A finale episode.
Yeah!
Woo-hoo! Part one of two. And just as a refresher, Sitcom D&D, we are a real play Dungeons & Dragons podcast recorded in front of a fake studio audience. And today is a big day. It's the evening before Chalice's wedding, so we are returning to Jalpert's home. And Chalice's kingdom to be, Two Tree Hill. We push through a sprawling city perched high above the ground, embedded in the massive trees of the West Wood. But even in this forest of enormous trees, two trees in particular stand out as giants among giants. And once again, we see that entrenched in the Venn diagram of the two enormous trees' branches rests the beautiful palace of Two Tree Hill. A kingdom so beautiful, it looks like the trees grew it themselves. We move through an open, elegant window of the palace and into a large, ornate, oak-paneled dining room bursting with activity. Servants are moving with elegant certainty, bringing plates of food to this crowded table of 20 for Chalice's rehearsal dinner. Seated at the head of the table is Jalpert and his wife-to-be, Chalice. We push in on Chalice as she politely reacts to the onslaught of compliments and excited pleasantries thrown at her from different sides of the table. And as the jubilant conversations of the 19 people around her start to transition into an incomprehensible buzz, Chalice feels a hand gently rest on top of hers. She looks up to see Jalpert's smiling face, and we'll pick up there. Wide on set, sound speeding, and we're rolling!
Dice! Finale. When you need a break from this crazy world to see your friends and fill a cup, find Sebastian, Chalice, Chip, and Beef at the Noble Bottoms Up. As step by step our growing pains are improving home and away, we're feeling absolutely fabulous on another happy day. We're in different worlds with different strokes, but the good times will not end. So cheers to all our family and our friends.
Starring Aaron Keith as Chalice Glass, Elizabeth Andrews as Beef, Waleed Mansour as Chip Ahoy, Ben Briggs as Sebastian Von Hugh Grant, and Sean Coyle as everything else. Sitcom D&D is filmed in front of a fake studio audience.
Hey, everything okay, honey?
Yeah, yes. Thank you for marrying me. Sorry, I just am a little...
That hasn't happened yet.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm a little disoriented. This came up, like, fast. I know we sort of talked about it all season long, but, like, it's still, like, this is jarring that this is, like, happening. It's just, I got some normal jitters.
I know. For what it's worth, I think this is all a bit overwhelming, too. What with this being our wedding, you know, as well as our coronation, and then, you know, my 70th birthday tomorrow... It is a lot, to say the least.
Right, your birthday. And I got you something. It's just going to take a long time to get here in the, with the mail.
Oh, you didn't have to get me anything. All I want is your, I mean, eternal love. Is that too much to ask for?
Right. And I'm so excited to marry you so you don't die or whatever from the curse. Huh?
What was that?
Oh, thank you for marrying me.
Thank you for marrying me. I know there's a lot going on. But there's one thing I'm sure about, and it's the love that I have for you, Chalice.
Aww.
I know we've spent a lot of time apart, you know, since our engagement. Heck, yeah, if people were somehow able to, like, listen into our relationship, I'm sure there would be times where they forgot I existed altogether. Which is why I'm so excited for us to finally move into Two Tree Hill and start the rest of our lives here together.
Mm-hmm.
You're so cute when you do that.
Beef wedges a chair in between Jalpert and a Chalice, and he hops up and he clinks a glass. Daddy Beef would like
Heary.
Beef, do you mean hear ye, hear ye?
Hear he, clink in a glass.
No.
Daddy Beef would like to take a little moment to say, what a special day this is. Well, our beautiful Chalice and our gorgeous Jalpert are getting ready to wed. And, you know, I don't want to make this about me or anything, but I was famous and am. Still, don't listen to anybody. I am, and money be coming in like big old droves of wheelbarrows. And I was sitting on this pile of cash, and one day I thought to myself, "Beef, why don't you pay for your girl's wedding?" So the reason why you're eating mush and the beauty around us is because Beefy Boy, Daddy Beef, took care of it. And he puts a hand on Chalice's shoulder.
Oh, I thought you were going to get us better food.
Chip.
This is the good food?
Hear he, Chip. Hear he. He's making a speech. Hear he. Hear he. Okay?
Hear he.
I hear you.
Anyway, I put my hand on the Chalice's shoulder and I look right into her eyes and I say, "Honey. Daddy never thought that I'd see you get married, but
what is happening?
I'm so proud of you." Daddy pays for what girl wants. So everyone eat up your mush, and I can't wait to walk my girl down the aisle. Hear ye.
What?
Thank you, Daddy Beef.
Oh. That does not get easier to hear. While we're doing speeches, this is Seb here. I own the business that one of these two little birds, lovebirds, works at. And I just wanted to let everyone know that we are in the worst drought that Two Tree Hill has ever seen. So maybe we should turn to your left, turn to your right, and blow out a candle, because this thing's going to go up in flames if we don't do something now. Jennifer is tugging at my shoulder, telling me to stop. No, but I want to talk about it.
You're ruining the moment.
Thank you, Seb. Thank you.
And this moment, I'm going to have three rolls happen. Seb and Beef, why don't you roll for performance? And then Chip, why don't you roll for perception?
That's a 19 plus 5.
Yeah, it crushed.
That felt like a 19 plus 5.
Yeah. Everyone's crying. Not a dry tear in the eyes.
In the face.
Yeah.
Well, mine was a 10 minus 1, so how does a 9 do?
Not great, but you can blame it on Jennifer. She was pretty distracting.
Shut up, Seb!
They need to know, all right? Everybody, this thing is just one freaking candle tipping over from just...
11.
After you kind of zoned out for a second, when your focus came back, you looked up, and to your surprise, you were unknowingly staring at Chalice, and the two of you were making eye contact. And now it's turned into excruciatingly painful eye contact between the two of you.
Chip, this is deciding whether or not to wave at this point, because maybe that'll break the tension.
Chalice is also deciding whether or not to wave. They're both just sort of...
Beef climbs up onto the table and gets into their stair view and waves at Chip. Hey, man! I'm at the top of the table, man!
Seb kind of floats in the other way and just starts waving at Chalice. Goes, hey, I'm also on top of the table, and did you hear what I said about, you know, forest fires, and we are in a tree?
Jennifer peeks up out of your pocket right in front of your nose.
Hi, Chip.
Oh, hey. Oh, happy birthday.
Yay to you. And the whole table starts singing happy birthday. And they're all careening towards the name and they don't know who it's going
to
be.
And everyone's looking from their left to right to see if they know who the person is whose birthday
happy
it is.
Happy birthday, dear. Come from Swamp Club.
Oh, it's Jalbert's tomorrow. Happy birthday,
babe. Oh, yeah, Jalbert's tomorrow. That's right.
Jalbert. No. Come on, everybody. My birthday's tomorrow. Today, it's about me and Chalice.
Well, and tomorrow.
It's about me and Chalice. And he gives Chalice a kiss on the cheek. And Chip, you avoid looking at that. And as you look to your left, you see an empty seat and a name card resting on a clean plate that reads... Alberta, Toronto. You stare down at the plate until you feel a nudge on your right side. Sitting next to you for this dinner was a princess from a nearby kingdom who's a large worm. Her name
I like
is
how you said that.
Her name is Kitey Loom.
Yes.
Okay? And she leans over to you, Chip, and she goes,
are you gonna drink that?
No, I'm not going to drink it, but if you could avoid drinking it, just in case my lady arrives.
Right. So how do you know the bride and groom?
Oh, I'm actually best friends with the bride. She's one of my best friends, actually. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And who are you in love with?
Well, my girlfriend, who is real, and I'm sure she'll be here any second. She's
right.
Just, you know, she had to travel all the way from Niles all the way to Fraser. So, you know, it's a long journey.
Totally. You want to make out?
What?
You want to make out?
With my girlfriend? Yeah, of course. Did you mean with you?
Yeah, with me, Kitey.
Yeah, I'm actually taken. How do you know the bride and or groom?
Well, I'm actually in love with, I'm best friends with, well, just some of the other princesses here, really, but yeah, it's kind of like more of a formality. We get invited because we're royals from, like, adjacent kingdoms, so.
Oh, you're royalty.
Yes. Royal, please. Pardon the phrase. Yeah, I'm a princess.
What phrase was I supposed to pardon?
Royal, please.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. Maybe I'll see you out on the dance floor at some point.
Shaking my thing.
Yeah. I like to get down, and as does my crew. I'm sure we'll get down, and we'll see you out there on opposite sides of the dance floor. That sounds great.
Chip, did you say get down? Is there a hawk? Wait, everybody on the ground. He said get down. Get down.
And as Seb yells that, someone actually enters the room. One of the servers who's been waiting on you guys. They come in and actually discreetly hand a letter to Chip.
Oh, okay. Chip takes a letter. Thank you, sir. Oh, discreetly. Sorry.
Thank you. No problem, sir. It was marked most urgent. Got it to you as quickly as I could.
Oh, well, thank you. Here's your tip. Noogie on the head, pat on the bum, shove him away.
This is the custom. Thank you, sir.
Beef and Chalice just watched him touch that employee on the butt and are just aghast.
And Beef realizes he's dressed like all the servers and the butlers. On accident.
Oh my God, you're dressed just like them, Beef.
Chip opens the letter. Oh, what? No. No. I look over at my comrades. No. Oh,
Chip.
Man.
Oh, gosh. What's wrong?
What's going on?
Everything okay?
Yeah. Are the hawks invisible?
No, Albert is not coming.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, we're still doing that?
Yeah. Man,
what?
Why can't she make it, Chip?
I think she got a flat tire or something. I don't know. She says that she's not going to be here. Oh, I was going to finally meet her, and you guys were all going to meet her.
Oh, man.
But now you guys aren't ever going to meet her or see that she's real.
It's like you could have told this to Jowis before the dinner table was set and she paid for all this stuff.
More like Daddy Beef.
Yeah, Daddy Beef's got right. it. So, Jennifer, don't worry about it.
Oh, man, I'm sorry, Chip. You were really looking forward to meeting her for the first time at Chalice's wedding.
Yeah, I know. And you guys were all going to see her and, you know, be able to, like, tell that she's tangible. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yes, tangible. Mm-hmm. Girlfriend.
I'm just glad that he didn't bring, like a mannequin or something to this. Do you know what I mean? Like,
oh, girl,
this is better
yeah.
than what I thought.
Yeah, girl.
I thought
he was going to be dragging a mannequin.
As you are whispering, Droot taps his glass. Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, I know. We've had some great speeches. One like a 25, the other like a 10. But I'd like to follow up with something, some words of my own. On behalf of Jalpert. You see, Jalpert is the closest thing I have to a son.
Sad.
I...
Sorry.
What was that?
Nothing. Sorry, nothing.
And I'm just so proud of him and Chalice. Chalice, I must thank you because, well, I've never seen Jalpert so happy.
Sad.
Has anyone here ever seen a guy more in love? Look at him!
Jalpert looks, he's just beaming, and he's beaming at Chalice, and he looks so happy.
But the happiest of us all will be me after your coronation when I can retire from this stewardship.
And that joke crushes.
You just gotta roll for that.
Roll for that.
All right, we'll see.
Fair is fair.
Do your job for you.
And don't lie.
It's not my joke. It's Shroot's joke, all right?
Uh-huh. Don't lie about it.
It's Droot's joke, okay?
You didn't even get his name right. You don't
Y'all,
even know.
Y'all, we hurt Sean's feelings by not laughing at this joke.
Okay.
You should have laughed.
He did. In your face, roll a four. It's silent.
Oh, no.
So please, he like awkwardly recovers, raise your glasses and join me in a toast. Thank you all, friends, family, and visiting royalty from nearby kingdoms for being here to celebrate this momentous occasion. To Jalpert and Chalice!
Hear he, hear he!
Can Chip duck out of this thing? He's having a hard time with it all.
You're going to try to like sneak out without anyone noticing?
Yeah, just too much going on in his heart and emotions, you know.
Do a little stealth roll.
Don't want nobody to see me.
Sad.
Even sadder, he rolls a 4.
Oh, no.
So Chip, trying to scoot his butt out of his chair, he does so successfully without making too much noise. Then he exhales, feels like, okay, there's no attention on me, turns to the side, and as he goes to exit, part of the tablecloth got hooked on his belt, and he pulls the entire tablecloth off the table with him, trying to leave.
Oh, no. Oh, no, not the mush. Oh, Chip.
Oh, God, the candles! This thing is a tinderbox!
Oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I'm sorry. I'll be back in a sec. Sorry,
You're
I have
gonna
to
leave?
Poop. I have to poop.
Oh.
Not a big one. Beef.
Tell me how it is after. I need to know.
Can you guys stop yelling this?
And Jalpert stands up and goes, well, I've had about enough excitement for one day as it is anyways. Why don't we just call it a night, get a great head start on tomorrow. I couldn't be more excited. Thank you all for coming. I'll see you tomorrow.
Sitcom D&D is brought to you by Babbel. All right, you guys want to hear a secret? Here is one of my new favorite sounds. That's the sound I hear when I'm learning a new language with Babbel. And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds too. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, they're accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. Where I live, there's a lot of people that speak a lot of different languages, and Babbel has been an incredible tool to help me brush up on some of those languages. Whether it's ordering food, asking for directions, or just saying hi, how you doing to a neighbor, Babbel has been very helpful. And lucky for you, here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners, at babbel.com/sitcom. That's right, get up to 60% off at babbel.com/sitcom, spelled BABBEL.com/sitcom. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
We cut to that night as you're all getting ready for bed. This, you know, Two Tree Hill, it's a fancy palace. You've all got your own rooms that come off a hallway. So there's kind of a commotion happening in the hall where everyone's kind of saying their goodnights to each other. And in the hallway, Jalpert is also speaking with Chalice. Well, 'tis tradition to not sleep in the same bed the night before.
Good night.
So, okay. yeah, you're right. Let's not have anything be too crazy tonight because tomorrow I just want it to, you know, I want to ache for you.
Oh,
ew. God. There's still God. No blinking. God. No blinking there.
Yeah, good night.
Good night. And Jalpert starts walking backwards, still making eye contact with you, Chalice, and he's kind of blowing kisses with each step backwards. Then he turns and bumps the doorknob with his butt and, oh, gets startles himself, blows you one more kiss, and then closes the door.
Chip was, like, watching all of that while he was saying goodnight to Beef, and he was like, all right, so there's, like, one swirly one and then one, like, really long piece and then just a couple little circles, too. That's what my poop looked like.
Thank you. And Beef's writing it down. Thank you. You gonna be okay, buddy?
Yeah, I'll be okay. And then Chip goes to his room as well and shuts the door and watches Chalice go into her room.
Seb, man, I don't know.
Yeah, so mine came out of me with extreme force, kind of looked like.
And Chalice
like
goes to bed.
Kind of, just kind of bending on the porcelain. Why aren't you writing this down?
I gotta go to bed. I'm going to bed too.
We're gonna follow Chalice. Chalice, you're now in your room.
Chalice has like organized and reorganized all of her stuff for her wedding a million times. And she has like, she's sitting on her bed and she's fidgeting and she has a moment when she runs to the keyhole of her door. Cause she has this like subconscious inkling that she thinks maybe Chip is going to come try to talk to her. So she keeps like sneaking up on the keyhole. And then she gives up after like an hour and then gets into her bed and goes to sleep.
And when Chalice falls asleep, she falls into a dream. A dream that is canonically episode 20. If you haven't listened to episode 20 yet, now's the time. And so after that dream reaches its end and Chalice awakes with a jolt, she finds herself in the early, early morning or middle of the night before her wedding, staring at her wedding dress in a pool of sweat.
Oh, gosh. I messed up. Okay. Chalice gets out of her bed and, like always, for any sort of thunderstorm or nightmare, she needs beef. And she needs beef now. So she puts her robe on and she whips open her door and notices that Seb and Beef had made a little campsite outside of her door, sort of anticipating maybe any emotional needs. And they're sound asleep on the ground.
Do you trip over them?
Yeah, I trip over them. And now I'm on my hands and knees in the hallway and I'm standing up and I'm brushing off and reorienting myself.
Seb and Beef, why don't you roll for constitution to see if you wake up?
I'm a full 20, baby.
Which means you're sound asleep.
I'm a rock.
I'm an 18, so I ain't going anywhere. We fell asleep, you know, wrestling.
Yeah, important for people to know, Seb is the small spoon, little spoon, mm-hmm. and Beef is mm-hmm. the big spoon.
And we make
everyone assumed. Oh, yeah, we know. Oh, yeah.
But that commotion gets the attention of someone else who's in the hallway.
Yeah, down the hall is Chip, who is trying to, you can tell he's trying to sneak down the hall, but he's also making some noise because he has his bed sheet tucked into his pants, and he's like, he's running into things down the hall.
Chip?
Huh? Chip? Happy wedding to...
No, what are you doing?
I actually have to go poop again, and it's a long one. This might be a day or 24 hours kind of thing, you know what I mean?
Did you hear me come out of my room? Oh my gosh, I'm so happy to see you. I just had a dream. Well, it was less like a dream and more like a memory, and it was the last time I saw my mom. I know I told you about that once where I got called into her room, and then there was flowers on the windowsill, and like that moment's always been really foggy to me, but I relived it. Like I saw it clearly. Like I remembered yeah. it. And now I'm just like, what am I doing tomorrow? What am I supposed to be
hedgehog
doing?
Hedgehog died.
What?
Hedgehog died.
Yeah, the hedgehog died. I know, so sad, unnecessarily sad, ridiculously sad, so sad, yeah. And for what? And for nothing. So I'm like, I'm just like feeling like I'm a little bit trapped and I'm not 100% sure I know what to do next. And wait, what are you doing?
Chalice, why don't you roll for perception?
18 plus 4.
Yeah. So you can see, now that, you know, some of the sleep is coming out of your eyes and you're wrapping up filling Chip in, you kind of come to your senses a bit about your surroundings and see that Chip is actually dressed to leave. And he has all his stuff packed with him, and he looks like he's about to leave Two Tree Hill.
Chip, what are you...
It's a bindle.
Yeah, it's a bindle. Are you sneaking out to buy me a present?
Oh, in a sense, I'm going...
Are you leaving?
I'm leaving. Yeah, I'm leaving.
Okay, yeah, that's super cool. And Chalice sarcastically steps out of the way and gives him a pat. Yeah, so good. All right, have a great week, man.
Okay, so I can't be here. It's not that I'm leaving, but I can't be here. You know what I mean?
No, I actually don't know what you mean, because a minute ago I was talking to, I thought, was my best friend in the whole world, and he can easily leave when I need him the most. And so I actually don't know what you mean. I would never leave you in a moment like this. You are in my wedding tomorrow and you're leaving?
Well, okay. I can't watch that and be by myself, okay? You know Alberta didn't show up, okay? And
it's because Alberta isn't real.
I don't understand why you think that.
For an entire season. Listen, we've been trying to be nice and maybe make fun of you sometimes, but she's not real. And I get it. I'm the bad guy for getting engaged, okay? But you know what? You haven't said anything and you haven't done anything.
What? You want me to break up with her?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
She doesn't exist! You can't break up with someone who doesn't exist, Chip! I'm real and I am your friend. I exist and I am real, Chip. I am real.
Well, today is going to be the happiest day of your life, whether or not I'm here. That doesn't matter whether or not I'm here, okay? So I'm just, you know, you can be happy on your own, okay? You're going to end up married to the man of your dreams or whatever, and I'm going to, I don't need to be here for that to happen. It's going to happen whether or not I'm here, right?
Okay, yeah. If you're so sure about everything, if you have all the answers, then you can just go. I don't even care. Go.
Okay, you're standing on my bedsheet.
Go.
Chip unzips his pants and lets the bedsheet out of his pants.
Hey, Chip.
Yeah?
You're a bad friend, and I'm never going to forgive you for leaving.
I think that's okay. And Chip walks away.
And Jennifer peeks her head out of Seb's pocket and goes,
"Do you guys hear something?"
Shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up,
shut up, shut up, shut up.
I can see you guys are awake. I can see you're awake. And Chalice, in a huff, gets back down on the ground with them and scooches herself in between their spooning, and she becomes the middle spoon, and then she starts to cry.
I was going to say, yeah, I'm always the little, so yeah, you're going to have to go in between them.
Yeah, we never try to be the little one. I hear you, Seb.
Eventually, who knows at what hour, sleep finally finds all of you, even Chalice, and you are awoken to one of the butlers standing over you, all of you, all four of you, with
breakfast in bed or breakfast in the hallway floor is served.
Hey, what's up, dude? Thank you.
Yeah, man. Thanks so much.
I'm sorry. No, I asked for a very cold, cold breakfast, and I see steam coming off of this plate. So if you could make this breakfast cold, I'd really appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, you'd prefer that the eggs, the scrambled eggs here, are cold?
Yes, I want it all to be freezing. Thank you.
You heard the bride, sir. you better get on that.
Yes, right? At once. I will take this back to the kitchen and cool it down.
Run!
He's blowing at it, running away.
Sorry, guys. You're my best friends, and you deserve a perfect breakfast on the perfect day.
Well, I mean, you are the bride-to-be.
It's about you.
Yeah, it's about
you. You better shape up. That was hideous when
you
brought it out
here. Yeah, if you want cold eggs, that man's going to get you cold eggs.
Thanks, guys. Seb, your beard, has it always been lopsided?
What do you mean?
Super asymmetrical. I just feel like for all the people painting us today.
You saying you want me to shave it?
Yeah, and maybe your head too, just to be safe, right?
And the eyebrows?
Yeah, I think so. Just to be safe.
I love you so much.
And we cut to inside Chalice's bedchambers. And now you're all getting set up in front of large standing mirrors in those fun haircut chairs. And you're getting your nails done as well as your hair and makeup.
Chalice has a bunch of like bluebirds braiding her hair into a French, like a milkmaid braid, and putting her veil in. She basically just has a lot of like, I mean, that's what you, when you're a princess and becoming a princess, woodland creatures dress you. So there's a bunch of woodland creatures putting Chalice's makeup on and her doing her hair and stuff.
Is this a good challenge? Do you like this? Is this looking good?
No. Start over.
Oh, no. Okay, come on, guys. Work harder, please. Come on.
Chalice, my girl, they've redone that 40 times already.
Hey, Seb, hey, Beef, guess who I am? Guess who I am?
Oh, I'm so lame and selfish. I had to leave the wedding to go cry about my fake girlfriend.
Who am I? Who am I?
you're Chip. You're
yeah.
Chip.
Yeah, so funny. I don't even need him here.
I don't like my attendants, and I just have three rats and a dachshund with an eye patch that are shaving my entire body. They're really rough, you guys.
It's going to look great. Seb, everything's going to be perfect and you're going to look great and everything's going to be perfect. Perfect.
I feel insane, but yeah, Chip, little piece of shit, huh?
Yeah, Chip leaving is the only thing that's going to go wrong today. The rest is going to be perfect. Say it with me, guys. Perfect.
Jess, you want to take one more look at what we did with your hair and makeup?
Again.
And everything to Beef and Seb looks absolutely perfect.
Jealous. I don't know how many times they're going to have to redo this. Everything, you look fantastic.
Maybe, oh my God, are you in love with Jalpert or something? Are you trying to sabotage the day? What is going on?
No, I'm not in love with Jalpert. He's got, his chin is weird.
Not to make this about me, but the dachshund just put on another eye patch and is attempting to shave my neck. I'm just like not feeling very safe right now.
Okay, so I guess no one will look perfect today. And Chalice like takes her haircut robe thing off and throws it on the ground. All right, so we're all going to look like that's fine. Next thing, let's go and check and make sure everything else is in tip-top shape.
Sure, yes, yes, yes.
Wait, where's Jennifer?
I'm right here. Sorry, a couple of these rats that were working on Seb were, I don't blame them, but they're kind of into me, I think. Is that right, girls? They don't really talk the same way that I do. But they're putting out a vibe, so I don't know. Maybe I'll catch up with them later at the party.
And as you guys move into the main Great Hall, where the ceremony as well as the reception are set to take place, you walk in and you are overwhelmed with the beauty that is laid before you. There are enormous flower arrangements just hanging from the ceiling. Everywhere that you could imagine someone would put a beautiful flower arrangement, they've done that times 10. And each arrangement in and of itself looks like it would have cost the equivalent of someone's entire wedding. And it's just bursting with beautiful colors and vibrancy, and it smells like you're walking into a jungle of gorgeous aromas. And it is potent. It almost hits you as you walk in.
Boo! Am I right, guys? Boo! Ugly, bad, boo!
Beef looks at Seb and is like, boo!
Yeah! What are they at? 99%? We want them at 100% for the ceremony. Know what to do.
I don't know. I don't know.
Excuse me, anybody. This place is disgusting. Rearrange the flowers, make them smell better. Anything you can do. Thank you so much.
I'm so sorry, Charles. Lord Silvermore and Crumbs, your wedding planners, they sent us a letter saying that they've switched career paths and are now doing line dancing. So we're working with what we've got here, Charles. I apologize.
I'm not mad at them. I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad at Beef. Beef, am I mad at you?
No, I don't think so.
No.
Not yet.
Seb, hey Seb, am I mad at you?
No, but I feel like you are.
No, not mad. Jennifer, how about you? Am I mad at you?
I think you're mad at me.
Nope, not mad at anybody. Okay. I'm just a humble bride on her wedding day, trying to make up for the fact that one terrible thing has already gone wrong and the rest has to go great or this is kind of a total wash. So not mad at you. You're great. You're cool. I like you. It's that this place smells and stinks and sucks. And that is my big, major, specific complaint about this place.
Well, we can't have this place being stinky. You over there and him over here. Get those flowers from there over there. Come on, guys. Let's get this place tip-top shape. She's getting married today.
Yeah, did somebody hide doo-doo crap in the HVAC system? We better do a full inspection of all the HVAC systems.
You heard them. They're paying us top dollar to do this ceremony and reception. Let's start acting like it. Full inspection.
And everyone starts bustling in different directions. Also, Chalice, maybe it's time that you look at the guest seating for approval. I don't know if we got final approval on the seating arrangements.
Let me see. Nope. And Chalice sort of shakes it like an Etch-a-Sketch that you're trying to arrange. And now everyone's sitting in a different seat. All right, that'll do. That'll be good. Next.
Okay, well, you're sitting in the kitchen now. I don't know if that... He kind of mumbles as he's like moving along.
Great. Sounds good. Can't wait. Looking forward to it.
Seb, get over here. We need to cheer her up ASAP. ASAPP. Because she's going down a bad hole. So, I have no idea where Chip went. I don't know what he's doing, but let's freaking fix this, okay?
Okay, yeah. One question. Do I look like the Geico gecko with no hair?
You are freaking me out. Yeah. You look awesome. Slip
great.
And slide.
Just
want
to get
all
ahead, but back to Chalice. Let's fix her.
Hey, Chalice, my girl. I actually wanted to show you the choir that I have set up for you for your special day.
Oh, awesome. I bet it's perfect. Better be.
And it is. All right, boys and girls, come on in. And it's, if you recall, it's all of Chip's cousins and relatives.
Hey, what's going on, party people? Good thing the turd liquor isn't here. I mean, Chip, boo.
Yeah, boo.
Yeah. It's a little children's choir I got here for you. Okay, kids, you ready? Big song. Let's start with the intro. One. A two, a one, two, three, four.
Love and stop. Hey, kids. And Chalice goes like and leans down on her knees. You're gonna have to find a different dream. I'm not saying that you can't be in the arts one day. But I am saying that singing is not for you. Thanks for coming by, though. So sweet. And have a great rest of your day.
You don't want us to sing at your wedding?
No.
You heard her, you little get the fuck out of here now.
I will burn you in this tinderbox of a treehouse.
I don't
want to
see your faces here anymore. Not on the day of my daughter's wedding. Not on the day of my daughter's wedding.
Everybody whine!
I'm sorry about that, Chalice. I don't know what I was thinking. That was more of a joke. Honestly, that was more.
Hey, Chalice, what's that in the sky? Is that a tickle hawk? And I just start trying to tickle Chalice.
And this is 15 minutes of Seb doing this, and Chalice is looking at him deadpan.
This is frightening. This is scary. She's not blinking.
God. Chalice, down here, Jennifer, talking to you. I know it'll get you excited. Maybe if you just taste a little bit of the food we have prepared for you tonight. Okay, here comes the tickle hawk. Right to your mouth.
She's not opening her mouth or blinking.
Chalice opens her mouth just a little bit, takes a little bit of the food, and then spits it across the room.
Do you like it?
No.
Well, I didn't even make it. I just paid for it with Beef's money. So maybe I'll make a pot of orange or something. I'm on it. Don't worry. Don't get mad.
I'm not mad. I'm not mad at anybody. I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad at you. I'm just going to go upstairs and I'm going to put on my dress and we're going to get today over with.
Oh, that's the can-do attitude a bride could have, the best bride could have. I'm going to kill Chip.
We cut to Chalice entering her bedroom.
I'm not sad. I'm happy and I'm going to. And then Chalice runs back over to the keyhole to see if Chip's there. She keeps doing that. She looks out the window. He's going to come back. It's okay. It's cool. He's going to come back. Maybe he'll object. It will be good. It'll be fine. Everything's going to be fine. And Chalice looks at her dress and thinks of her mom and then doesn't even look at herself in the mirror and just sighs and zips herself up into her own dress.
Chalice, we're all in the hall and we're ready for the first look if you want.
Yeah, whatever.
She said, yeah, whatever, guys. She's coming out.
Oh, okay. Good.
Hey. And then Chalice comes out and gives a little shrug.
You look beautiful.
Beautiful.
Holy Toledo.
I'm sorry, guys. I've been yelling at you all day. I shouldn't be yelling at the friends who stayed. I'm just so sad and I'm so mad at Chip.
Oh, okay, not at us.
I've been terrible today. I'm not proud of who I've been. It's a nightmare. Daddy Beef, thank you for paying for everything. And Seb, thank you for holding everything together. I would be nowhere without you. And Jennifer, I love you. Thank God you're here.
Oh, man. That was nice to hear.
Well, Chalice, we just want you to know that no matter what happens, we're right behind you. Whatever decision you make, we are right behind you, okay? So maybe if you don't want to.
All right, let's get this day over with.
Okay, all right.
Oh, okay. I was gonna do more or less the same thing.
We cut to a back room that leads into the Great Hall, where Chalice, you are in your wedding dress waiting to walk down the aisle. The only other person in there with you right now is Beef, and you start to hear the choir, who's left from the choir, which is just about four really brave young kids who decided to stick it out. They start singing, and that's the cue to start walking down the aisle for Chalice.
Hey, Chalice?
Yeah, Beef?
You really do look the most beautiful you've ever looked.
Oh, Beef, that's so sweet. And thank you for running and apologizing to those kids for me. I think they're wonderful. I don't know why I said
they're
that to
assholes.
Them.
They're all assholes. They're all assholes. They're all paid actors. I had to pay them droves of money. Don't worry about it.
Okay. I'm really glad that you're here with me. I love you.
I love you too. And I know that Chip, he wanted to be. He really did want to be here. I know he did. He had to have.
Yeah, right. It's fine. I'm not close with my dad. I don't get along with him. He's a bad dad.
Oh, he's here?
So, no, of course not. I'm just really glad that you are here instead.
Hey, Chalice, you don't have to do this.
I really do, though, Beef. I really do.
Hey, take your time, but three of the four kids have passed out from holding that last note, so it's becoming a dire situation out there.
Okay, we're coming.
I'm coming.
The kid's turning purple. But as you walk, it is a really nice grace note. And Chalice, with Beef on your arm, the two of you look at each other, nod, and start to step down the aisle.
Can I say that Beef's wearing stilts so that he is the same height as...
Oh my yes. God, hell yeah.
Almost as Chalice.
Now, does he wearing pants that go down past the stilts so it looks like legs?
Yes. So it looks like he's really tall.
Now that that's settled, you're making your way down the aisle, and Chalice, you wipe your tear, you look up, and you make eye contact with Seb, who's officiating the wedding. He's holding his leather-bound book and smiling back at you. You look to the right, and standing there is Jalpert, just sobbing, and not in like a romantic, cute way.
Oh,
he's like kind of wailing.
This guy aches for you. Don't forget about that.
Beef, don't even.
So yeah, as the handoff is happening, Jalpert comes down to shake Beef's hand, as is tradition.
And I'm going to roll for intimidation, Sean.
So funny.
Which is a 14 plus 5.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. So he's like, you know, wiping some of the tears from his face and shakes your hand and then is looking at, and then he goes to pull the handshake away and you grip it even tighter and pull him in close. And he takes a full step forward, not intentionally.
If you hurt my daughter, I will find you and I will kill you.
I thought you guys were friends. I'm
not on the day of my daughter's wedding. I'll kill you.
Of course. I'm not going to hurt her. Thanks, Daddy Beef.
And then he kisses him on the cheek and he hands Chalice over and he gives Chalice one look like, you say the word and all this whole thing's over.
She winks at Beef. And then the only reason Chalice is able to step forward at all is because Seb's there.
How about that drive in? I'm kidding. I'm joking. And
well, let's roll for the joke. Let's roll for the joke.
Nat 20, Nat 20, Nat 20.
It's a 19 minus 1.
Still pretty good.
Oh.
That's pretty good.
So the joke goes over really, really well. It completely alleviates any tension that was in the room from the audience perspective. Everyone bursts into laughter.
I had a lot written out on paper and that I wanted to say, and it made me think, you know, on paper, these two should be together. On paper, they will be married today. On paper, but love is so much more than just paper, huh? Sorry, Pods, that was kind of, that was supposed to be my next one, so I'm going to roll with disadvantage on that, so... And I botch, so...
So all the good favor you had won in the room has dissipated, and everyone's now very on edge.
Okay, so maybe, I've known Chalice for a while. She showed up at my bar, sort of dressed kind of like, just like this. And I remember thinking, I don't know about her, but, you know, here we are all this time later, and there's not a person that I care more for in this world. Not even Beef. Just kidding. As much as Beef.
During this, Chalice is looking over at where Chip is supposed to be standing.
And originally I was going to have Beef come back up here and read from Corinthians, but I'm not going to have Beef do that because Beef is just doesn't want to. anyways, I'm kind of, I think I've vamped for enough. Jalpert.
Vamped? Wasn't that supposed to be a speech?
Okay, fine. You want me to keep going? I'll keep going.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Seb, you're doing so good. I love you. This is great.
I'll leave. I look like a gecko up here. I swear to God, I tried to lick my own eyeball because it was dry.
I'm so sorry. I told you I wanted to read the Corinthians. I love the Corinthians. The Corinthians are my guys. I love the Corinthians.
And I love it. Why aren't we reading Corinthians right
Everyone
now?
Everyone can hear you guys. Seb, just move on with it. Okay.
He's just trying to make Jalpert.
Sad Virgin Jalpert.
Excuse me?
Sorry. Nothing. Do you take my good friend Chalice, and if you do anything to her, I will kill you again after Beef is done, to have and to hold, to be married to in sickness and in health? If you are to have her, say I do.
I do. He's looking right at Chalice's eyes, but her eyes are kind of elsewhere.
Chalice, you don't have to say I do just because he did. Do you have and to hold this guy, Jalpert, in sickness and in health? If so, say I do or do not.
I do.
Sitcom D&D is comprised of Elizabeth Andrews, Ben Briggs, Aaron Keefe, Waleed Mansour, and me, Sean Coyle. Arnie Parrott wrote the theme song, story concept by me and Waleed Mansour, and Sean Marr did the editing on this one. If you want to keep up with the gang and get sneak peeks at upcoming episodes and future guests, you can follow the show on Instagram and Twitter at SitcomDND. That's sitcom, and then the letters D-N-D. Also, we did it! We hit 500 patrons. Thank you so much to everyone who has joined and supports the show. And we should have a very exciting Patreon stretch goal to announce in the near future, so stay tuned! The support from our patrons is what makes this show possible. It's how we pay for editors, equipment, and all the expenses that go into creating the show that we love. So hop on now for $5 and get access to over 40 hours of content instantly, including the newly released Lost One Shot. And for those of you who are already subscribed to our Patreon, shout out to the Kitchen Rats! This week's episode is Chips Flips. In Chip's second in-universe show, Chip and his sidekick Jennifer help a couple in France turn their home from drab to fab in hopes of making an enormous profit. So sign up for our Patreon at patreon.com/sitcomdnd and get in on the fun! Okay, I think that's it for now. Until next Tuesday, and thanks, as always, for listening.
Good job, Scott!
Thank you, baby!
Thank you, baby!
That was a HeadGum podcast.